Hey, hey.
How are you?
Very good. How are you?
I am phenomenal.
Awesome.
So I actually have to have the windows up in my car.
So I
can actually hear and not get all the wind in the microphone.
No, that would not be good. That's not very good for the audio quality.
Nope. So,
do you have air conditioning in your car?
Yes, I do, yeah. I'm just turning it up right now. Holy crap, that guy was driving really fast. Holy crap, I almost hit somebody. Hi!
That's not good.
No. People drive about 60 kilometers an hour in my parking lot. It's really dangerous.
Yikes! Wow.
You're trying to back out of your spot, and people just want to go home.
That's not a parking lot. That's the Hunger Games, man. Jeez. Or, no, actually, it's like more like American Ninja.
Yeah, there you go. So, this is the podcast.
This is the podcast. The podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's the podcast that is the envy of all podcasts.
Well, it's the podcast until yours goes up, and then mine becomes the other podcast.
Oh, I don't think so. No, but, that's awesome. So, are we ready to go?
We're ready to go.
Awesome.
I'm going to keep all this shit in.
So, how was your show?
Oh, my God.
Talk to me.
It was so cool.
Awesome.
So
very happy.
So, for those joining us right now, my band Dome played at the Pyramid Cabaret this past week. My first time ever playing there. I've been to probably several dozen shows at the Pyramid Cabaret, seeing all of my heroes at some point, and that's a stage I've always wanted to play on.
And now you have made it, my friend.
Yeah.
There is nowhere to go but up.
Yes. So they actually invited us over to So you don't know the story. So
I don't.
So the owner of the place contacted me personally. He somehow got my information. I don't know how. And, I mean, probably through, you know, one of our Dome sites or whatever. But he indicated that he'd heard of us and people had been talking about us. And since he runs that place, he can't go to any other venue to see any other bands. He can only see bands that play at his venue.
Well, I guess.
So he said he wanted to have us over to play so he could, you know, see who these guys are.
How amazing is that?
So he gave us no notice, not a lot of notice, but he said, can you play next week? So they have something called Indie Week or something. And
okay.
So basically they grab people that aren't really established yet and have them come in, and it's basically to set them up for the Indie Week competition in Toronto that happens every year in October.
Really?
And yeah, so the best of the best, they get a spot in Toronto for this Indie Week thing. So
you should be coming down anytime now.
Oh yeah, for sure. We'll be there, yeah.
yeah, totally.
We're taking this trophy home. But it also opens up the possibility for opening for larger bands that come through. Because I can't remember how many, it's like 500 to 800 people this place holds.
Good grief.
So.
That's intense.
So bands of that level, of that drawing capacity, play there.
Yeah.
So, but they're always looking for a local band, so it's usually two or three bands playing. There's the headliner, there's some band that's on tour with them, and then they like to throw a local band opening.
Right.
So, but they're always looking for bands to open.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up to the Pyramid to book them.
I see.
So they want to know what we sound like, and they recorded a good chunk of our performance, and to see what we were, how we sounded, and all this, and yeah. So
you guys had a good show turnout.
No, we had that was probably our second worst turnout ever.
That's because the word hadn't gotten out.
They advertised the show on Monday,
okay,
and the show was on Wednesday.
Oh well, yeah. So, well, there you go.
We did everything we could to let our people know,
right?
You know, but I mean, it was a school night. And I always call it school night. I don't call it
Well, that's it. You know, it's true.
And yeah, so, and anyway, like, one of the guys didn't even, couldn't even make it. Like, there was four of us playing that night, and one of them couldn't even make it.
Oh, no.
And all the other acts were all rap acts.
Oh, really? Okay. Well,
so
that's
it was
different.
Interesting. But yeah. Whatever. Like, the
mixes it up.
Yeah, the guy that started, his name was DeLeo.
Okay.
He stuck around to make sure he saw us play.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
And I probably talked to that guy for half an hour, all told. Okay. I talked to him like two or three times.
Sweet.
And we just talked, and I'm like, you know, I mean, I'm not a rap fan, obviously.
No,
but
musician to musician,
yeah,
you
like,
know?
He wrote all the music himself, and he had a backing track, and he just rapped over top, and the music was actually very, it wasn't just samples. He actually wrote the stuff and did all the programming for it and put it all together. So I was like, you know, for this kind of stuff, this is actually top end.
There's a lot of effort and work that goes behind it.
Yeah, and he said, I didn't want to pimp DeLeo here. He was actually really good, and he mentioned, you know, I'd love to do what you guys are doing and actually have my music played by band, but I'm doing this because this is what I'm doing. Like,
right,
you know,
right.
He's not going to not go out and play. So,
no.
So it's pretty cool. So, you know, maybe at some point DeLeo and members of our band will hook up and do some sort of weird duet thing. That'd be freaking cool. Like,
yeah, yeah. Some sort of collaboration in some sort of capacity. Yeah, for sure.
Hell,
mix it up, change
sure.
it up,
yeah.
and, you know, just have fun with it.
Exactly.
That's really neat. Good for you.
Yeah, so that was that. How are you doing?
I am awesome. I am on vacation. I don't know if people know, but I'm actually on the right coast, which is on the east coast, which is Montreal, and we have right now the Just for Laughs Festival.
Oh my God, that's
and
right now.
Yes, it is. Actually, it kind of started, I want to say, maybe last week. But so much fun just being in downtown Montreal, and the energy and the vibe is just electric. And
have you seen?
I've only seen one because I can't get my act together, but whatever. But that's okay. Next year, I'm going to be so organized like you wouldn't believe.
Okay, so
but,
pimp the show you saw. Like, who did you
actually,
see?
Actually,
how was it?
I saw the Rick Mercer Gala. Ooh. That was playing at the Place des Arts Theater in downtown Montreal. And that had some known and some lesser known comedians, but very excellent show overall. There were two comedians that I had seen previously, one of them being John Reap. He is a gentleman from the States, from a town called Hickory. And I believe it's in Alabama, and I'm sure that he'll probably correct me. But anyway, so he's hilarious. He's been around, actually. He won Last Comic Standing, one of the Last Comic Standings.
Okay.
And there was also another gentleman by the name of Carl Barron, who is an Australian. He's been around for quite some time as well. So having those two, I mean, I there were some other ones that I didn't recognize, but those two were definitely the highlight of the evening. And to top it off, as my friend and I were walking outside onto the main strip, because there's all kinds of things going on, and there's so the crowds are just unbelievable, and I just happened to look over, and who do I see? I see John Reap. Ooh. Who was just part of the show. And I'm like, oh my God, wait a minute, how come you're walking around? So it was quite the, I fangirled a little bit,
yeah.
Because I am like a huge comedy fan, so I was kind of like, oh my God, Mr. Reap, you're so awesome, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, so awesome.
I did, actually, got a picture with him, got his autographs, and in the evening, because I kind of stuck around, because there's so much to do, and there was an after party for the Just for Laughs, and I ended up going there, and who did I bump into? John Reap. So it was, I felt like I was much younger. I won't give away my age, but I felt like I was way much younger. I mean, I got home, it was like 2 o'clock, and I was like, good grief, this is so crazy. But it really was. It was quite an amazing night. And I mean, Montreal in the summer is just unbelievable. And there's just one thing missing, and that's you. But, you know, That's all right, because when you win, like, that band thing, then you end up in Toronto, then I'll have to go down to Toronto and watch
you.
You
know what? That might be a good opportunity to hook up if this actually happens. It's not one of us.
Yeah, exactly. Hello.
It's awesome.
A done deal. No, please. Are you kidding me? That would make my millennium.
Oh, man, that'd be awesome.
I know. So, anyways, yes. Yeah, so, basically, I've been on vacation, and I've done... gotten some voice contracts here and there. Keeping busy. Yes.
Are
yes.
You
yes.
To dish on what it was yet?
It was a government thing. I'll just say it was a government thing. And so I got to do that. That's something that that's what I've always wanted to do when I grow up. So I actually get to do that, and they pay me. So I can't ask for a better life than to be able to do that.
Except to just do that.
Yes, exactly. But that's all right. It's coming. It's coming, and come hell or high water, that is what I will end up doing as a full time.
Come higher hell water.
Come what? What did he say?
Come higher hell water.
I like that one. I like Brian. Brian was a cool guy.
He was the cool guy. Yeah,
yes, he was.
So you have a podcast that's going to be coming soon, and I know on Monday is the deadline I had set up for you.
Yes, you did. I know.
To be able to take you to step two of getting that puppy off the ground. So
I know.
How are you doing?
You have been the greatest inspiration and kick in the butt that I have needed to take this to the next level and to actually kind of have this come to fruition and, you know, shake things up, and I'm eternally grateful for that. I've been writing down all kinds of notes and whatever comes into my, pardon me.
Sorry, I thought I lost you for a second.
No, please, a voice actor? Stop talking? That doesn't happen. But anyways, yes, so ultimately, yes, I've got a few ideas, and then you and I are going to talk off air and see how we can take it to the next level, because yes, I mean, I'm minded to do this, and it's going to be, you know, something just 100% me, and whatever that ends up being, I mean, it's just going to be like right out there and funny. I want it to be funny. I want it to be kind of like a little bit of inspirational. Mm-hmm. And maybe some voiceover stuff. But, have fun with it, because that's ultimately, if anything scares you, that's something that you should go towards and have and add to your life.
Amen, sister.
Except for bears. Stay the hell away from bears.
I'm going to report this bear that's going to kill me. Because Tracy told me to.
Yeah, no. There's the disclaimer. Do not run towards bears. This does not apply to bears.
All right. Well, you know, I'm almost home. It was actually a very quick ride. So.
Yes. No.
Where can
we know,
find you? How do we
You can find me at voicesbytracy.com. And, my podcast.
Just in case, because there's a voices, couple ways
yes.
to spell Tracy.
That,
right?
That is true. You're absolutely right. Well, the correct way. So that's voicesbytracy.com. So that is my website, and you can hear different demos that I have, commercial, narration, radio, when I was doing radio. So basically that's me. Come and check me out and send me an email and what have you. So that's it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for having me on this podcast. This is, you know,
some official dude.
No, seriously, you are. This is like being on the couch with Carson. You know, it's like, you know when the comedians used to go up and they used to do their thing, and then Carson used to call. I mean, I'm dating myself right now, but, you know, Johnny Carson used to call the comedians over to the couch. Well, then you knew that you'd made it. So that's kind of tantamount to, you know, being called to the couch. You adding me to your podcast. I'm ever so blessed and honored to be part of this.
Well, I fall asleep on my couch all the time, so I don't know.
Yes,
it's not a good couch to be on.
But you're a dad, and that's a normal thing.
It's a good place to get a nap.
Yes, exactly. And you're just resting your eyes.
Yes, exactly.
You're not napping. You're just resting your eyes.
All right. I've arrived at my destination, my dear.
Okay, excellent. Well, thank you so much again for having me on. And it's always so fun and a pleasure to talk to you.
Yes. Awesome.
All right. Take care. See you soon.
All right.
Bye.